Welcome to Let's Be Frank, the men's mental health podcast. Join us as we break the stigma, embrace vulnerability, and prioritize mental health in men. Together, let's use your voice.
Guys, welcome back to Let's Be Frank, the home of men's mental health. You join myself, Jack Coward, and always with me, Mr. Ryan Smith. You join us tonight on the very last episode of season two, and what an incredible season it has been. So guys, girls, sit back, relax, and let's reflect on what has been an incredible season and then venture into the possibilities of the future. So, as always, Mr. Ryan Smith.
Evening. How are you doing, mate? Buddy? It's a bit different, isn't it, again? Recording on a Monday. do you know what? It actually seems a while since we last recorded, obviously, because we recorded a block, didn't we, like over a couple of weeks. So it's been a few weeks, but no, it's good to kind of look back and think, what a season. Just looking at all the guests, it's been mad, isn't it?
It's been another hectic season. I think for the end of show season finale, I think the best thing to do is, you know, as what we tell a lot of people, you know, have that moment to sit down and reflect on what has been. And I think that's what we should do tonight, mate, is kind of have a bit of a run through the guests that we've had on. As you say, it has been a long. I've had to dust the mic off, mate. It's been that long. The mic's just been sat here in the room because, you say, we did kind of, you know, book out a load of recording slots and get everything done just when we had the time, because everything has been so hectic. You know, we've had a lot of changes and a lot of things in the planning. And yeah, no, it is exciting times that are filled with busyness. But yeah, apart from all of that, and before we go into everything, how have you been?
I've been all right, mate. I mean, I managed to get a break holiday down in Newquay, Cornwall, 2 weeks ago. I think it was two weeks ago. Not last week, the week before. But yeah, no, it's been good. And it's just, I don't know, it's been a weird one because I feel like I've had like waves. I've been all right, and then my brain's been overthinking things, and then it's been all right, and then it's been overthinking things, and yeah. And I know you've not been the best, have you? No, we were just talking before we come on air, but you've been a bit under with things, haven't you, bud?
I've been shit, mate. Like, I'm not even going to deny it. I think we've got to that point in time with the podcast that I could be completely frank, and that's exactly what it is we do and promote. And there's no point me sat here going, oh yeah, I've been all fine and dandy, when I haven't, mate. I think over the past 2 weeks I've probably been in the worst position I've kind of ever been in for a fucking long time. Yeah, as you say, we was talking briefly off air before we started recording, and I instantly went, no, let's not talk about this now, let's talk about it on the podcast, so it's kind of fresh and free and open, instead of us trying to, you know, work out what it was we previously said. So, but it has been honestly shit, and I don't know why, and I think that's the most frustrating part, and I think that's for, you know, what a lot of people go through as well, when you have these moments of just absolute dread and shit but you can't put your finger on why, and that makes it
even worse. And obviously I know we're obviously massive advocates of speaking about things, but I didn't quite realize how bad you've kind of been, and I've kind of give you a bit of a rollicking kind of, you know, why is this the first time I'm hearing about it? I know you was not feeling the best anyway, but with the extent that it's been, it's like the first time I've been properly hearing about things. And when you actually start explaining things and you think, well, I don't actually know why I'm feeling like this, and I've got to get my own head around it. There's loads of people out there going to be thinking like that, aren't they? You know, it's I know I need to talk about it, but what am I going to talk about when I don't even know what's wrong?
Yeah, it is massively. And, you know, we always talk. We've spoke every day for what has been probably over 2 years now. It's only been recently that we haven't spoke as much because, you know, you had a holiday away. We had I had some time away, and yeah, and that's allowed. That's what's there for. But yeah, this weekend just gone. This was a bad weekend. And I didn't. And I look back now and I go,
I mean, so what you say bad, but what to what extent?
Fucking bad. For me, a real bad extent. And it's really asked a lot of questions and it's really made me think. So to the point that Saturday night, I was sat upstairs in the bedroom in the dark and I literally had a knife with me and I was just toying with it. I was literally had the point in the middle of my hand and I was just twisting it and toiling with it. And the reason behind it, like looking back now, at the moment, I all I wanted to do was just hurt myself and I couldn't understand why. Looking back now, I know why, because the past week, 2 weeks, I've been feeling so numb, so emotionless. It's been unreal. Like I feel like I've literally been floating around from pillar to post, not knowing what I'm doing, where I'm going, or what the reason is. I had no purpose. I didn't feel sad. I didn't feel angry. I didn't feel upset. I didn't feel happy. I literally had no emotions whatsoever. Like I couldn't, I generally couldn't even show love for like the kids for years. I had nothing in me to show. And I thought, well, if I hurt myself, then I'm going to feel pain. So I feel something. And it's made me realize that, like, why so many people harm themselves. Yeah. Because if they're at that moment in life where they have no emotions, they have no feeling. Well, if I slip my wrist, if I cut myself, if I burn myself, if I hurt myself, at least I'm feeling something. So I know I'm alive. Because at that point, I didn't feel alive. I felt completely out of my own body, and I felt like the only way to describe it is when you see a kid walking around with a balloon. I felt like the balloon. That's what I felt like. I saw my body there, but my head was the balloon. I was fucking up there somewhere, like no idea what was going on. 8 hours at work. I reckon I probably spent 2 hours talking throughout the whole day. The rest of the time, pure silent. Didn't want to talk to no one. And it's fucking annoying because a lot of people will listen to what we do and will go, well, you know, you should know already in yourself what's going on, what you're doing. You're an advocate for it. You talk about it all the time. It doesn't mean we still don't fucking go through it. It doesn't mean that we don't have our really shit days. And I understand that once in a blue moon, I have a really bad low point. It's like a man period for me. There's only way to explain it. And I've not had one for a long time. And I think with the amount of shit that's built up, the amount of stuff that's going on, financial stress, my dad, you know, being diagnosed stage 3 blood cancer, the stress of work, if I want to be there or not, what I want to do in my future, do I have a purpose, what's going on with Let's Be Frank, stupidly, you going away for a week, you know, it's everything I think has accumulated into it. But at the same time, I still can't pinpoint what it is, and it's really bugging me because I'm someone that wants to know what that one, and it's all good going, oh okay, I feel like this because Ryan went away for a week, I didn't speak to him, and actually he's my pillar, he's my rock, I speak to him every day for 2 years. That's one conclusion. Oh, is it my dad's got stage 3 cancer and me and my dad just go, shit happens. That's what we've said to each other, shit happens. If you go, you go, shit happens. It's my time, it's my time. That's our outlook on it. Is that the reason? Is it because I'm financially fucked at the moment? Is that the reason? Like, there's so many different stuff. I can't pinpoint it. Like, I do feel slightly better today to the point where I'm not thinking about, like, self-harming. I've not thought about any of that. But I still feel very distant from who I am as a person. And it's horrible. Like, I remember, so it was Yaz's birthday on Sunday, mate. Yaz's birthday the weekend. And all I'd done was wanted to fucking ram a knife from her hand. She's had like the shittest weekend ever because of me and my mental health. And that's upsetting. And it gets to the point where we had a big argument on Saturday because we're meant to go bowling. All I wanted to do was sit in the dark and basically hang myself somewhere. Do you know what I mean? It's really hard. And again, I couldn't talk to her because I didn't, it wasn't. And the problem is, it's not the fact that I couldn't talk to her or the fact I couldn't talk to you or I couldn't talk to Jane. It's the fact that I didn't want to.
That's fair.
And for me, that's when I know I'm at a bad point. I'm at a bad point where I can't go, I'm going to ring that person. I was at the point where I was in the pit, mate. I was in the fucking pit to the point where I don't know what stopped me from grabbing the knife in my hand. And I was like putting more and more pressure on it. And there was like nothing there. But I don't know if it's because Yaz then messaged me. So that kind of snapped me out of it. But I've not been in that much of a pit for a long, long time. And I'll get shit off Jane because I didn't ring Jane. And that's fair enough. But I think at some points in life, some points with mental health, you will get to a time where you don't want to talk to someone. And you know what? I'm gonna. We always say talk, have the conversations. But I understand why people don't want to talk at certain times. And you know what? Never again will I turn around and say, "Hey, all you got to do is go and talk," because you.
It's not that easy. That moment, it really isn't. And
you can't. It's no, not easy.
No, and there's so many people out there still today, and I know people personally that will kind of go, "Oh, you just need to suck it up," type thing, and it's so much easier said than done. And you know, I, listening to what you've just said and looking in, the only things that I can say, mate, is, you know, when you're ready, you know, you've got people around you that will listen, you know, and I'm here for you, you know, any time that you need, and you know, you've got a partner who really cares for you, and I know it's not been easy for either of you, and I know we've got the likes of Jane, so you know, you've got that, you know, that immediate network around you that you, when you're ready, just know that the people are there and people care for you. But
I got to the point yesterday where. I got to the point yesterday where I turned around to Yaz. So we yesterday I kind of not snapped out of it because I was still shit, but I did feel slightly better. So in the morning we was able to like not talk. We just had a cuddle. Do you know what I mean? And I tried to cry because that's all I've wanted to do for 2 weeks is cry. I wanted to like get all the emotions out, and I can't. It won't physically come out. So I laid on her chest and I tried to force myself to cry, and there was just nothing there. And again, that's really fucking frustrating when you want to do something, but your body won't allow you to do it. So we went for a walk yesterday. I think we walked like nearly 4.5 miles, walked up to the pub near us, had some food, walked back. And on that walk, I was like, "I'm done." She was like, "What do you mean?" I went, "I'm done. I'm done with Let's Be Frank. Like, I'm stopping everything I'm doing, and I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna find out what the fuck is going on with me, because if I can't function, I can't do anything." And she turned around and went, "I support you, but that would be the worst thing you've ever done." And it wasn't until that point where I went, "Do you know what? That's fucking true. As much as I'd love to go and just go on a self journey and go and find out what's going on in my head, how can I finally overcome this thing?" And I was like, "No, Let's Be Frank is part of that journey." So me actually going, "I'm done with it," that's probably would have been one of the biggest mistakes I would have probably said at the time.
Well, I actually directly in the morning. I remember I dropped you a message, the other day, you know, a couple of times. And I just said, "Be honest with it," you know, because at the end of the day, there's a couple of things that we've worked on that haven't worked. And I know some people feel let down by some of our decisions. But ultimately, you know, we do this project as a passion project. You know, we don't take anything from it, and we don't look at that. And I know what some people said, and I totally understand what they've said, and we've took it on board. But ultimately, we've got to do what's right for our own mental health and our own welfare. And the moment that we add them pressures that aren't right for us, that's the moment that this project will not work. And you know, and that's what I was getting at the other day. And, but yeah, I, you know, I personally think looking outside in, you know, we're due a break. We are due a break, and that's coming up. From the men's mental health side of things, that, you know, the socials will be there, other little projects will be there and stuff, but the podcast takes it out on us, and I think that might be part of, not, it's not obviously the problem, but I think, you know, worrying about getting an episode done, worrying about getting edited, worried about getting out there, are we doing the right set on socials, that's been a big one, mate, and I think you are due a break, so, you know.
I think there's a lot. Do you know what? I think there's a lot to it, and I think what people don't realise, you know, some will, and you know, we might harp on about this, but as you say, this is a passion project. You know, we don't take anything from this. We have to self-fund everything, and everything that's done is just me and you. That's all it is. But you know, we talk about mental health every day. That we have people like guests come on, we talk about their story, and we talk about their story well after that episode with these guests. We've stayed friends with a lot of these guests for a long time now, and I think when you talk about mental health consistently without the structures and security and measures in place where you can bury yourself, that then does become part of you, and then it does affect your own mental health, and then goes on top of your own mental health, and then everything's a massive kind of blur. So for like me at the moment, I've just done my level 2 in counselling. I'm just reading a brilliant book called The Body Keeps a Score, and it's really mind-opening on trauma, PTSD, the whole works. And it's getting me to ask a lot of questions, which I like. But it's making me ask a lot of questions of myself now. I've had this since the start. Well, 2013 is when it was like it happened. I didn't realise. 2015 was the first real episode. So it's been a fucking long time now. I've been on Satellite Prime. I've been in and out of counselling, and there've been some fantastic counsellors and that and whatnot. And I look at things now and I'm like, what has changed over the years? Because I'm still sat here with fucking days like this where I want to fucking stab a fucking knife in me somewhere because it's the only way I'm going to feel any kind of emotion, pain or whatever. At what point do I wake up in the morning and smile? When is that day going to come? At what point do I wake up and go, I'm going to go and have a conversation with that person over there just because I want to? When am I going to wake up and go, do you know what? I feel fucking really good today, because I haven't had one single thing of that since 2015. Not once. Not once, mate. And I've had some fantastic times in my life, and that I've had really good moments like meeting Yaz and like birthing kids and whatnot. But still, none of them, they're all sat kind of mid-level because everything's taken over by the fucking mental health side of it. And I can't get rid of it. And I know it's part of me and part of who I am, but I hate that fucking side of me because I am aggressive. I'm angry. I'm not nice to be around. The amount of times I've thought Yaz and the kids are better off because I am a horrible person when I'm in that situation. And it's just so annoying, so frustrating that I can't just be happy, smile. I can't even fake a smile anymore. I used to be really good at putting a mask on and faking it. I can't even do that now because I'm that just...
There's a lot in there, mate. There's a lot there. And I think everything that you've just kind of told me, I think you kind of... maybe need to digest a little bit for yourself. I think you need to kind of take that step back, look at the picture. And I think you're far more along your journey than you might expect. But like anything, you know, that journey is always evolving. And I think there will be a time where, you know, will it be tomorrow? Will it be in a month's time? Probably not. But I think you are on the right journey, and I think you are on the right path. Unfortunately, it's not an easy one, and I think stick with it, and you will get answers. You will get answers.
I feel like, do you know when you listen to someone speak, and you're like, fucking hell, that person's monotone. Just one fucking dead. Yeah. That's me. That's my mental state, the way I talk. my expressions on my face, it's all monotone. I can imagine now, if I was to get married to Yaz next week, I would stand on the altar, turn around, look at the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life, and I would have the emotions and face of someone who's just like had a shit in your cup of tea. Because there's nothing there in me that goes, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's so annoying. But as have you say,
have you shared this with Jane?
So yes and no. So my last session with Jane was last week, but obviously since this weekend I haven't spoke. And sometimes it's weird because when I get on the phone, is everything goes out of my head, whereas like now everything's kind of at the forefront, so I can kind of think of things, and it's coming out of me, and it's just nice because what I can do is, once we've hit stop, I can just give this to Jane and go, listen to that, ring me in a week. And that's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
Because I'll forget this, because I generally will. Come tomorrow, I would have forgot this conversation. I would have forgot everything I would have said, everything that I've just thought of, the emotions that are coming through or whatever's there, I would forget this by tomorrow. And that's, again, frustrating. And for me, this has been, these past few weeks have been shit. This weekend has been critically shit. But I'm just happy I've, whatever reason, didn't do the stupid stuff and got through it. And what I need to do now is I need to sit down and I need to research and I need to look in myself and I need to go and try different stuff and I need to come up with some kind of solution or some kind of just something that can help me understand better with what is going on, whether that's go and learn what the brain does or learn different strategies. And if I don't do that, nothing's going to change. So this is, I need to go and take that time to go and find that within myself now. Because if I don't, it could be weeks. Normally for me, it's like 6 months when I have a man period, I'm going to call it. Yeah. But I can see this not being 6 months. I can see me having another burnout in a month or within the next few weeks. Like it's coming quicker turn, do you know what I mean? And then it'll get to a point where, fuck me, a week ago I was in a car and I was like, do you know what, how easy is it to drive into that barrier? I've had them thoughts a lot, I think a lot of people do, but not to the point where I turn the steering wheel. It's I need to do something, and I know this is the end of season joyful show, but I think that for me this needed to be said. Because I can look back on this and listen back to this.
No, I think it's important that you know you got some of that off your chest and all of it off your chest, and you know this conversation may go on for a couple of weeks between us, but and that's fine. But yeah, you know if you think you've shared what you wanted to, mate, let's move on to. I'm not going to say something a bit more joyful, but you know, some stuff that's happened over the last couple of weeks. I mean, before we went away, we were with BBC for the Make a Difference Awards, weren't we?
You know what? Again,
yeah.
I forgot. How bad is that? That's what I mean. When you get in this mindset, things you forget, and we did. And do you know what? It was. I'm going to try and switch my hats a little bit now and try and reflect and look back on the good things. You never know, it might help me push along. But that was a great night. That was a fantastic night. Yeah. It was a fantastic night. It was really nice to get us all together as well.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a good night. And so many, you know, inspiring stories and stuff. I mean, we didn't win, but we got a highly commended sort of award. So yeah,
we didn't win the final award, but we did win in the fact that we got to that position in the final.
Absolutely, you know, just that's a win. And still we don't know who nominated us, you know, so that individual who nominated us, you know, thank you so much for doing that. And just the stories in the evening that were shared were absolutely unbelievable, and it was an absolute privilege to be sat there. The only thing that I would say is there's a certain man that needs to up his taste buds and like a little bit more than a korma.
Yeah, that's me, mate. I had some chicken.
That's why, mate. You've got no joy in food, mate. You've got no soul in food.
I can't do spice, mate. Yeah. I can't do it. I just don't. I don't see the point.
You've got no soul in food.
I've got no soul, mate. That must be it. But it was a great night, and we was on a table with an incredible young man who'd done an amazing thing, and his parents were fantastic. Really good conversation there. Really good conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it was a young lad that swam, was it 5 kilometres, and did some fundraising. His dad was in a hospital a few years before, and for the department that his dad was in, he wanted to raise some money, didn't he? And he did that through swimming. And listening, you know, you look at the way he come out of his shell through the night. It's quite timid to start with, and then just as the night went on, he progressively got more and more out of his shell. And at the end of the night, he was fist bumping us, weren't he? You know, and it was only what, about 7-8 years old.
Yeah,
and it was an amazing little man. Yeah, so I have to, you know, give that man a little round of applause, because it, you know, the stuff that he did, the strength that he shown and whatnot was absolutely unreal. So yeah, well done. And that goes for everybody that was there, you know, there on that night for different reasons. You know, so many different organizations that were there. It was just inspiring. So again, whoever nominated us, we really appreciate it. And yeah, let's hopefully, you know, it brought some recognition to a subject that we both, you know, believe in so much. So, yeah, thanks, guys, on that one. So, Steve Warrick, this man, we ended up talking. I mean, we could have easily done another podcast with this man on the same night, couldn't we? This individual, it was,
I think we ended up talking for nearly 2.5 hours.
Absolutely.
And we recorded the episode for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite episodes.
For me, it's probably be,
it was definitely, I'd say top two.
Yeah. For guest wise, you know, I've got another one fighting for top spot, but I think that's more to do with me fangirling than anything. But Steve Warrick for pure emotion, pure sort of story for who he is, from what he does now and things. I think. As a three, we actually really connected, didn't we? And Steve Warrick,
I think for me, on the reason I kind of put it up there as like number one, number two, is because it started off very
wooden,
not basic, but he had a lot of barriers.
Yeah,
he had a lot of barriers. And again, we spoke about this after the show. That's why we can say it now. But he had a lot of barriers, and I was very impressed within myself and you that we was able to kind of coach him through a journey for him to open up and to actually discuss what he thought. And that's what he was very surprised with at the end of it. Hence why, you know, at the end of it, he was like, "I never thought I would have spoke about that." You know, he's been on a few podcasts, and he was like, "That is generally that is the best one I've been on so far," which is great to hear. But for me, it was that journey that we was able, as presenters, as hosts, whatever you wanted to call us, that we was able to take this person on a journey safely through his emotions and give a good episode for people to learn from. Because the feedback he's got has been second to none. He's got better feedback than we do. What's all that about?
Yeah. Steve Warrick was... and we still drop, you know, we still talk now and whatnot, which is, you know, we you know, if anybody, I guess, want to drop us a message, that's fine and stuff. But he actively, talks to us, and which is absolutely amazing. So, Yeah, Steve, absolutely. We talked about plans, what we could do, and we spoke about how he could go forward with his, you know, with his side of things and stuff. And hopefully,
well,
we
life
not
coached
the last...
him afterwards, didn't we?
Yeah. Hopefully, it's not the last time we do something.
Gave him a full business plan. We did.
Yeah. But no, honestly, if there's something that we can work on together, I think that would be really, really good. But honestly, it's been a whirlwind of 12 months, mate. It really has, because when this episode comes out, not only is it the final episode of season two, it will be 12 months, mate. Absolutely 12 months since we launched that first episode, not recorded the first episode, but since we relaunched that first episode. So yeah, how do you feel about that?
In a whole year of shit.
So,
do you know what? It's been incredible. It's been incredible, mate. You know, we have had our ups, we have had our downs, we've had our moments of glory, we've had our moments of pure shit. We've changed a lot, but again, it's all been adapting. Yeah, yeah, it's all been learning, adapting, and we're still not where we want to be.
Where it could be,
we're still not
where
we think we should be, where we could be. There's still a lot to learn. There's still a lot that could potentially change. There's still a lot we need to do. There's a lot we don't do. But again, that's all time. And, you know, people always say to us, like, you know, you look at people's socials and they're in a podcast studio and they've got fancy lighting and all this. Like, well done them. They might have a sponsor. They might have money in the bag. Like, we do this as a fucking passion. We don't actively go out seeking sponsorship. We don't actively go out promoting what it is we do. People find us and hear us and love what they hear, so we do it. It's as simple as that.
No, I'm not going to mention, we did say we're not going to mention stats, but I do want to bring one stat into this. And I think we'll achieve this by mid-November, no later, but in pretty much 12 months, mate. We're on the way to a quarter of a million downloads.
We can't do any more than that.
Let that number
can't
sit
do
in.
Any more than that, and that's only going to grow.
You know, quarter of a million downloads, right? I think we're literally about 35,000 downloads off. It might be 40. Don't quote me on that, but we are literally 35,000 to 40,000 downloads off a quarter of a million, 250,000 downloads, and to say we've done that on the, you know, it's not about the numbers. It's not about, you know, anything other than we've been able to share people's stories. People have trusted us to share their stories, and 250,000 individual downloads of each you know, pretty much across all podcasts, you know, podcasts that we've got. That for me says everything.
It's the messages that come in that say it all for me. It's the ones that come up and say how much this podcast has changed them. It's opened their mind. It's allowed them to talk. It's allowed them to think. It's allowed them to clarify. Helps them not be angry. Helps them not be sad. Helps them be happy. Helps them understand. That's what inspires me to keep going. And guys, girls, if you have a review, if you have a thought, a feeling, an emotion, if you have any kind of, if you have anything about Let's Be Frank, let us know. Drop us a message on the socials or simply email us in info.letsbefrank@gmail.com. Drop us an email with your thoughts. Do you love us? Do you hate us? Do you want us back? Do you want us gone? We don't care. Just come and have a conversation with us.
We have got some major changes happening to length of seasons next year. You know, because you've got to think we've got this will be episode 45. In 52 months.
Are we coming back next year?
I am, mate. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I will be.
Well, it depends what people send in on an email, because if everyone emails in and go, you lot are fucking annoying us, can you come off, then we're not coming back.
But yeah, no, honestly, season three, season four, next year will be 12 episodes. We've got to think of ourselves here. And like I said earlier in the show, that we made some decisions last year, we did some certain things and stuff, and it was done with good intentions, and people that got behind the certain projects, was it was really grateful. But we ultimately had to think of our own mental health and our own mental state, and appreciate everything that people put into it. But it just wasn't right for us. We have to, you know, adjust with the way our own mental health is. And ultimately, it will be, you know, for our own welfare, it'll be massive. So, Jack, I just want to say, mate, you know, for the last 12 months, and a bit more, because obviously we started the group, and then obviously we shifted the group in with Bottled Up Blokes. It's been an enjoyable ride, mate, and I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I know you've been having a difficult time, but you need to hear this, mate. I couldn't have done it without you, and I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
There's no one else that'll sit in a fucking room with you, mate, that's why. But no, honestly, mate, it's been a fucking...
That's why we sit, mate, that's why we sit hundreds of miles apart, mate, but honestly...
No, it's Joe up, mate, like...
I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
I couldn't, mate, I genuinely couldn't. Let's be frank, would it be the same if there was just one of us or someone different? It just wouldn't work. I couldn't do it with anyone else. Like, Yaz knows that, I know that, my family know that, it's... Look, my fucking mental health went downhill because you went away for a week, you fucking bell end, so don't do that again. But honestly, it's been incredible. And, you know, it's season two. Season three is already planned and fully booked. Season four is already planned and fully booked. Guys, we're not going anywhere. We will be back, so don't you worry. And if anyone's listening that does want to come onto the show, drop us an email and we'll put you onto the list of guests and we'll get you on when we
season can. Five.
Season five, season six, and who knows what else. So from two guys who never thought we'd get anywhere past season one, we're now got a lot in the book ready. So
well, I didn't think we'd get past 10 episodes. And to say we've had that has been, I'll cry for us both on this one, mate. It's been emotional. But guys, thank you to each and every one of you that has been part of the project, whether it's a download, whether it's a like on social medias, whether it's, you know, you bought a jersey last year, whatever it was, we appreciate every single one of you. And with everything that's hopefully in the pipeline, hopefully we can make a bigger difference into season three, season four, and other projects we've got in line. So, but on that note, I'm going to end the show as I always end the show. Stand up, speak out, and use your voice.